Britain. Labour and the left. Look north. To gauge the threat to Keir Starmer, watch a north-eastern mayor.
Jamie Driscoll's pitch mixes the nostalgic, the technocratic, and the red-blooded. Who remembers curly whirlies, he asks. The fate of Britain's public services, he says, recalls the shrinkflation that has reduced the chocolate bar of his childhood memory to just 21 grams. Every government we get lets the rich get richer while we get the curly whirly treatment. His speech ranges from anecdotes of haggling with Treasury ministers to research on integrated transport systems. Then he adds, "What's the bloody point of politicians who can't think their own thoughts?" Those seeking a left-wing challenge to Sir Keir Starmer's Labour Party have tended to hunt in Islington, the North London redoubt of Jeremy Corbyn, the exiled ex-leader. Better to head 275 miles, that's 443 kilometres, north, to a community hall in Jarrow, a former shipbuilding town still synonymous with interwar unemployment. Mr Driscoll, mayor of the north of Tyne region, is campaigning to become mayor of a new north-east region of 2 million souls, more than twice his current remit. A supporter of Mr Corbyn, he was elected in 2019 on a Labour ticket. After an acrimonious split, he is standing in May as an independent. How Mr Driscoll fares will help to gauge whether anger among left-wing activists at Sir Keir's tack to the centre ahead of a general election can translate into a serious threat at the ballot box. He faces a hard task. History is littered with failed left-wing bids to usurp Labour. The party is riding high in national polls. On February the 16th, it triumphed in by-elections in Wellingborough and Kingswood. But challengers can succeed. Ken Livingstone became mayor of London in 2000 after a similar rift, and Mr Driscoll has some factors in his favour. He has raised £165,000, that's $207,000, a chunky sum by British standards. He can present himself as both an outsider railing at the Labour establishment and an insider who has wrung a bumper devolution deal out of Whitehall. "We get more money than Manchester," he boasts. And the North East, though long Labour-leaning, has occasionally given the party high-ups a bloody nose. In 2004, 78% of voters rejected a regional assembly, Sir Tony Blair's early attempt at devolution. Mr Driscoll levels two charges at Sir Keir. The first is resiling from the principles on which he became leader in 2020, by embracing private healthcare providers, being too weasel-worded on the war in Gaza, shying away from extending child benefit, and trimming a green industrial plan originally priced at £28 billion a year. The second concerns party democracy. Mr Driscoll was barred as a candidate ostensibly for sharing a stage with Ken Loach, a left-wing filmmaker who is now persona non grata, having dismissed Labour's crisis over anti-Semitism as a witch hunt. Sir Keir's circle have been proudly ruthless in intervening in bits of the party they regarded as falling short. The price, complain some on the left, has been ideological uniformity in a once broad church. Though the electoral odds are stacked against Mr Driscoll, his campaign points to a potential longer-term problem for Sir Keir. A 20-point poll lead and the allure of government have so far persuaded most of the party to swallow the compromises he insists are necessary for victory. Yet some MPs quietly warn that within a couple of years he will be at risk if he sticks to them. Mr Corbyn was popular with many Labour members, not because they were ideologically rigid, but because he spoke to broad ideals, such as reducing inequality, that Sir Keir reflected in 2020. More Lennon than Lenin, as Tom Baldwin, Sir Keir's biographer, puts it. In Jarrow, Mr Driscoll cites as the litmus test for a Labour government whether it can reduce health service waiting lists and ease the state of destitution that some locals are in. A theme of the past decade in British politics has been the Conservative government's battle to contain insurgent forces on its right. If Labour comes to office, Mr Driscoll's tests may dictate whether his campaign is the Corbynistas' last stand or a foretaste of wider unrest on the left.